Welcome back. This is City Views. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce. From biotech to high-tech to discoveries in the lab, science and research is thriving in Utah, but sometimes those stories don't make the headlines. A news organization completely devoted to telling science stories just opened for business in Utah, and KCPW is proud to partner with this project. Today on the program, we talk with the founders of Explore Utah Science about why the state needs a news outlet dedicated to homegrown science and innovation. And joining me in studio, Dr. Kim Shusky. She's a research assistant professor in the Department of Biology at the University of Utah, but she's also an award-winning journalist. She produces radio stories and has told the stories from drug addiction to the science of toilets and sewers. And she co-founded Explore Utah Science with my other guest, Dr. Julie Kiefer, who has set aside her research in neurobiology and genetics to write for the past 11 years, articles for the general public about science. And Dr. Shusky and Dr. Kiefer both join me in studio. Kim and Julie, good morning. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thanks so much.
Explore Utah Science launched this week, and KCPW is proud to partner with Explore. And in full disclosure, I was part of the Explore project until I accepted a job here at KCPW. So I'm personally very excited to see this project come off. At any rate, you'll be hearing Explore stories periodically on the air here at KCPW, and you can find links to more at kcpw.org. Check out their website as well, exploreutahscience.org. Okay, so what's the idea behind Explore Utah Science? Kim Shusky?
Hi. So basically, it's what you said, is that there's so many exciting stories going on in research and technology and health and the environment, different advances being made. And a lot of times, it's just not put out there for the public to hear about those things or see those things. And that's just partly because of the media situation. It's the specialty beat is kind of disappearing a little bit. And so we felt that it was a very important thing that people knew what was going on in our state with those topics.
Julie, why did you make the move from researcher to communicator?
Well, as a researcher, I researched some very kind of seemingly esoteric subjects, mussels and chicken embryos, guts and worms. And, you know, when you try to explain that stuff to your mom and dad, you know, their eyes start kind of rolling back into their head. And so, you know, I realized how important it was to be able to convey this information in a manner that's understandable to just anybody, and also to be able to convey it, to convey the importance of this information, that worms, genes in worms are conserved in humans, and by studying worms, you can gain insights into how to combat human diseases. So it made me realize the importance of communicating science clearly.
Kim, I mean, you also traded in some lab experience for the pen and the paper and the, I guess, now more the microphone. So why? Why make that decision to kind of shift gears? Why was it so important to you personally to communicate these stories?
Well, it's like Julie said. I mean, science is there's so many advances being made, and the technology is advancing so rapidly that it's very hard to bring that to a general audience so that they can understand how important that progress is and what it means to their lives. And so it just seemed like there needs to be a way to better communicate those advances, so that people can understand how really important they are.
We're speaking with Dr. Kim Shusky and Dr. Julie Kiefer. They are the co-founders of Explore Utah Science. It's a new science news service dedicated solely to innovation in science and technology happening right here in the state of Utah. And KCPW is a partner in this project. If you'd like to join us, if you've got questions or comments for Julie or Kim, or if you've been working in the lab and you've got a story tip, a story idea, feel free to share it. 801-355 Talk is our number, 801-355-8255. The news service Explore just launched this week. The first story aired here on KCPW on Monday, a story by Ross Chambliss about bark beetles. I want to play a clip from the story, but Kim, can you set it up for us? What's the story about?
Well, basically, as a lot of people have heard, is that bark beetles have kind of been devastating the mountains in the west, the Mountain West, and that creates lots of problems like fire danger and stuff like that. And so what Ross's story did was talked about how one area, Alta Ski Resort, is trying to combat the bark beetle in their area so that they can protect their trees. So that's basically what the story is about.
Okay, this is a clip from Ross Chambliss' story, which premiered on KCPW on Monday, courtesy of Explore Utah Science.
Balancing on a steep ridgeline overlooking Utah's Alta Ski area, Mara Olivos clutches a GPS device and a large tape measure. Olivos, an ecologist with Alta, records data while one of two graduate researchers screws a tree core sampler into a tall and gnarled limber pine to find its age.
At least 100.
Oh, that's good.
100 years?
Yeah.
The evergreen trees clustering up here at the top of Little Cottonwood Canyon, east of Salt Lake City, look mostly healthy, but on this day last July, Olivo says they're finding 1 to 2 bark beetle infestations of their Engelmann spruce and limber pines each year.
We're in flight season right now, so beetles are out and about looking for trees to infest.
It's difficult to see the tiny beetles burrow into the trees. They're only an 8.
Really gives a sense of what's happening on the mountains. That's from a story that Ross Chambliss produced for Explore Utah Science. Beautiful production values, sound-rich stories. I mean, that's kind of the goal, right, Kim?
Yeah, that's the goal. And Ross is one of the best at doing that. So, and he does a lot of environment and science type reporting. So he's a great addition to our group.
In addition to the radio pieces that you'll be hearing on KCPW, Julie, I mean, Explore Utah Science is multi-platform, multi-media. Talk about the experience that you see Explore Utah Science taking in the local news environment.
Yeah, it was really important to us to have the website just to be visually appealing. We have audio stories, as you've just heard. Those are also found on our website, as well as being aired here on KCPW. We have print stories. We're also delving into video. Really what we want to achieve with that is to make science appealing. And we know that science can be scary to some people. And it's really important to us to show people that science is beautiful and it really relates to the everyday. We want to bring out those connections, surprising connections between science and other things that you may not ordinarily think that would be associated with science, like science and art, for example.
You may have noticed, though, that the news business is not exactly thriving. Kim and Julie, how is this project being financed? I mean, how can you make this pencil out?
Well, so for now, we got a grant from the National Association of Science Writers. They gave us a grant to launch this this website, but we are going to need support from the community to keep it going. So that's basically.
We'll be applying for more grants and having conversations with potential supporters.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly you'll figure that one out as you go. We're speaking with Dr. Kim Shusky and Dr. Julie Kiefer. They are the co-founders of the new Explore Utah Science website, partnering with KCPW to provide exclusively science coverage. If you've got questions or comments, feel free to join us. 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255. In addition to Explore Utah Science, clearly you have to have some kind of income coming in. You've got other ventures going, Kim in the biology department, Julie doing some work with neurobiology at the University of Utah. How can you keep Explore Utah Science from becoming public relations? And how can you avoid the conflicts of interest that arise? Do you have a plan for that, Julie?
Yeah, we thought about that very carefully because, obviously we both have ties to the University of Utah. But at the same time, we can't ignore the University of Utah because they do produce some very good research and technology in this state. So the way we've approached that is we hire, and part of our purpose actually is to help employ freelance writers and communicators. And so if there's a story that looks interesting that's in an area that Kim or I might tangentially be involved in, then we'll just pass it off to somebody else, one of our very good freelance writers. And they can also have the ability to make the call that, okay, this is not newsworthy. So we try to kind of distance ourselves from anything that might be related to what we do at the U.
And we won't edit stories that come from the departments that we're working with. In addition, we have outside editors that have agreed to work with us on particularly, you know, situations in which the stories might be conflict.
So you've got this built-in ethical check, which I think is important to let listeners know. You had your launch party last night. How's the project being received by your peers in the scientific community, others that you've shared this concept with, Kim?
It's been great. We've gotten a lot of feedback from people that we know, and pretty much everybody that I've heard from has said that they like the look of the site, which is really good, that it's simple, it's easy to navigate, and highlights the information. And so it's been great. We've been very happy.
And Julie?
I think it's also been wonderful that we've gotten a lot of wonderful feedback from people that we don't know. And so, for example, our, you know, Facebook likes just went way up this week. You know, our tweets are being retweeted. And so we're getting a lot of exposure and a lot of great feedback, and it's really nice to see.
Well, give us a sense. We've got about a minute left. Give us a sense of what kind of stories we can look forward to. What are you guys working on?
We're working on some technology stories. We're also working on some more environmental stories and in different areas of the state. So we have one coming out on the environment in Moab area. We have some stories about depression that will come out on Thursday. So we're just kind of, it runs the gamut, a beekeeping story on Thursday. And then we just have a bunch of stories planned out for the next month. And they'll cover education, art, and, you know, all the different areas of science.
Well, totally looking forward to hearing those stories here on KCPW as well as on your website. Explore Utah Science, again, launched this week. You can hear stories periodically here on our air, 88.3 and 105.3. Also, check out exploreutahscience.org. Dr. Kim Shusky and Dr. Julie Kiefer, thank you so much for your time, and good luck with the project. It sounds terrific.
Thanks for having us on.
City Views is a production of KCPW in Salt Lake City. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis, and Ryan Cron composed our theme music. And coming up tomorrow, channeling Billie Holiday. We've got one of the actresses in a local production who's going to be joining us. Also, an excerpt from tonight's conversation about dogs and the changes that Salt Lake City is considering when it comes to dog parks and off-leash areas. You can come to the meeting tonight at 6:30 here at the Salt Lake City Main Library, 210 East, 4th South, or you can tune in tomorrow morning. We'll have an extended excerpt from that discussion. That's Salt Lake's public meeting on dog parks and off-leash areas tonight at 6:30 here at the City Library, and listen in tomorrow on City Views. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.